Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Let me welcome all of you affectionately for this program, which we call Compassion Tuesday. The idea of this program is to send well wishes, to send compassion, to send empathy from here all over the world where it is necessary. When I was visiting Persia, I also took a pilgrimage to the great spiritualist Hafiz. We visited his tomb, and a man came to me. He brought with him a parrot and a box with Hafiz quotes, and the parrot took one quote, and the man then gave it to me. The quote said, "Imagine the sun for all these years. It has given sunshine to so many planets. If it would now ask, 'You owe me something for my gift of warmth,' we would all become beggars. But the sun does not ask for a reward. See what a love like that can do." It was a deep experience for me, because it gave that idea of compassion into my mind. If we can create a feeling of compassion in our hearts, it will elbow out, throw out all the negativity which may still be there in residues. And instead, compassion will rule the most important space which we have, the heart space. And when there is compassion, there will be vibrations of goodwill that will go all over and heal the people who are in anxiety and who are in distress, even though they may not know about it. Just like the sun shines on the child, on the distressed man, on the ruler and the beggar equally. So the same way, compassion does not ask for the position someone has, or whatever they are. No, it is something unconditional. Now, to give such an amount of compassion is only possible for God. Therefore, we today, on Compassion Tuesday, will sing His holy names, will invoke His presence, will request Him to cure people and heal them from the most difficult disease, anxiety, negativity, and so on. And we pray that He will also cure them from physical diseases and problems and so on. The first half hour of Compassion Tuesday, we will sing the holy names, and then we will do a meditation which should start at 8:30 CET, and this way we will be together for 45 minutes. So let us immediately chant. I'm here with Gokrishna, my trusted musician. What should we chant? What melody? Please center yourself. Take a few deep breaths. Conscious. Deep breaths. We will sing the sacred Maha Mantra for the next 20 plus minutes, and then afterwards do a compassion meditation.
Hare Krishna. Krishna,
sake hare 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 rama hare 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 krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama rama hare hare krishna hare krishna krishna hare 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 rama hare rama hare krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama hare rama hare krishna hare krishna hare rama 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 hare 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 krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama hare hare krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, So, I thank you all very much for participating in this program, Compassion Tuesday. The idea for this came really from my spiritual master. He was once, when he was in India, asked to send international aid, mostly money, to an area near Hyderabad, central India, where a terrible drought had destroyed all the harvest on the fields, and people had really nothing to eat, and what was worse, nothing to drink. My spiritual master responded to this call for help by saying, money will not help, but we will go there and chant the holy names of the Lord. We will send our monks and they will play mridanga and kartals and sing, and rain will come, because rain comes when we call out for help and are doing a sacrifice, the sacrifice of the chanting of the holy name. First, the politicians were a little bit, who had asked for help, were skeptical, but just like on many other occasions, when the monks came there and chanted, somehow rain clouds assembled and the rain came, which helped the people to have something to have again, drinking water, and to take care of the fields. Of course, for immediate measures, we also went there and distributed pots of a stew called khichdi. So the singing of the holy names of the Lord is a tried, tested, and proved method to really give help where help is needed. But there is another method, that is meditation. I will request you now to go into a compassion meditation with me. We will dedicate this to a dear friend of mine, Slaya, who left his body this morning. He was a genius musician who played about 10 different instruments, from piano to sitar, and accompanied me in my concerts with meditational music, and he left his body, so he also needs help. So many, many people are in difficult situations, and we will now send some good feelings in our meditations, some good wishes, some good vibrations, some good energy there. I think if many people meditate, we make a ring of meditators around the earth, there will be really palpable help. So sit straight, please, in a comfortable position. You may imagine a thin thread which is fastened to the crown of your head and pulls you up a little. Just open your shoulders by bringing them back, because we will need to breathe now. Bring your attention to your breathing. inhale and exhale mindfully, and notice the pleasant sensation of deep and mindful breathing. Observe how on an inhale your belly and your chest rises, and how on an exhale they fall. Remain aware of each single inhalation and of each single exhalation. Should your attention wander, simply bring it back to breathing. Do a few mindful breath circuits like this. Now think of someone you care about. A child. A friend. A partner. Who may be experiencing a challenge in their life. As you think of them, feel empathy and care rising in your heart. Think of this person who is somewhat close and see how you naturally wish them well. Consciously wish them that they can deal with their current situation, that they find peace and strength, and that they are able to take refuge in the divine. Stay with this feeling of positive emotions, these well wishes. Next, think of a person to whom you have a neutral relationship. Perhaps a colleague, a neighbor, or a distant relative. Find someone who's a little bit more distant. Now try to empathize with them. Just like you looking for happiness. Just like you, they are looking for ease, safety. Extend the feeling of understanding and wishing well to them by mentally repeating, "May you be happy." May you be at ease. May you be well. If you think it's possible, next consider someone who presents difficulties in your life. For a moment, let go of your own feelings of hurt or being misunderstood. For now, focus on them, just as you. They also feel vulnerable. They too experience anxieties, stress, and hurt, and they also look for balance, harmony, happiness. Try to extend the feeling of empathy and compassion for them as well. And when you are ready, widen your circle of compassion even further and think now of all beings like us. Each of these beings is living on the same planet. So we are all connected to one another. Each of us needs something, some less than others, some more. Wish everyone else well and contemplate these timeless blessings from the Garuda Purana. Send them out to everyone. May all be happy. May everyone be free of disease. May everyone see good everywhere. May there be no distress for anyone. Stay a little bit more with these feelings. When you are ready, slowly come out of this meditation. May take your palms and rub them together and become aware of your room. Thank you very, very much. It was a genuine joy to do this meditation, which we do since a long time, every Tuesday, either this or similar ones, a day which we have called Compassion Tuesday, because it is on this day this day is dedicated to a particular powerful deity, deity of Lord Nrsimhadev, who offers his protection to everyone. So we wish that the protection of the Lord is extended all over, so that all beings can be happy, free from disease, and able to see the good things without being in distress. I thank you very, very much. If you wish, you can join us again next Tuesday, when we will have a slightly different meditation. All the best for you.